702, The Friday Mix. Travel.
The Friday Mix on 702, and this is the Azania Musaka Show. My name is Pimelo Mutina. So we're going over to New York with Mzansi Girl. Hello, Mzansi Girl. Marushka, hi.
Hi, Pimelo.
So, pretty you. You went over to New York. Oh, poor little girl, didn't spend enough time.
No, there's never enough time for New York.
So what were you doing in New York? What took you to New York?
I was on a trip to Atlanta, mm-hmm. And I talked about that the other week for work, and then I just sort of extended my stay and went to Connecticut and New York. I mean, I was all the way there. I had to go to New York.
You would probably need about 2 weeks, though. Hey, Marushka, I mean, New York is really in itself. It feels like a country, even though it's a city. It's huge.
Exactly. I don't think I touched the surface. I only had 36 hours. I hardly got any sleep. But by the end of it, my feet were sore and I was really, really tired.
So if you're going to do what you did and you don't have much time, maybe 2 or 3 days, and you've got to cram everything in, I mean, your top 5 spots, what to do, what not to do, what you can miss out on, and maybe do it at a later stage.
I think you just have to make the best use of your time and plan your trip a bit. And don't think about sleeping. How to use the transport.
Yeah.
Because you can end up spending a lot of time on public transport and getting lost and getting in between places because it's so big and things are on, you know, on the island or on Brooklyn and you've got to cross bridges and take subways and things.
Yeah.
I really recommend getting a city pass if you're there for a couple of days. Entrance fees are really expensive to the museums and stuff. I mean, sometimes you're paying $35 like just to get into the Empire State Building. So if you get a city pass, it gets you into all the big attractions and you can save like 40% on your entrance fees and you can skip the queues. So you really get to save time because some of the queues are super, super long. So for example, if you're going to Liberty, you want to get there early in the morning if you want to go up into the museum.
And the thing to do, Marushka, if you're a South African, because we are spoiled, believe it or not, we are really, really spoiled. Don't try and get yourself into the best restaurants and all the restaurants. Eat on the street, right?
There is so much amazing food, honestly, from food trucks to lots of little cafes. I mean, unless you have a big budget and lots of time,
yeah,
you're not going to get into the big restaurants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had some fantastic food, just sort of, you know, looking out on Yelp for a restaurant. Yelp works very well in the States for restaurants nearby, looking at people's recommendations. There's a great food truck and sort of street food culture. So you can really sort of eat food from all over the world in New York. And the couple of, you know, time that I was there, I ate Vietnamese, Cambodian, Colombian. I really just sort of feasted on all the international food.
Okay. So let's take calls on 011-883-0702. Your very first time in New York. I've heard people say, you know, if you're going to stay in New York, and generally I've heard the first 2 days are a bit of a culture shock for everybody, too many people, too many rude people, you know, homeless people pushing you around and so on. So get over that so that you can actually experience New York, right, Marushka?
It's definitely a culture shock, especially in Manhattan. There's just so many people and they're all just sort of walking at like super speed. And even the moms with prams want to race over you. So you really have to like kind of figure out where you're going or pretend you know where you're going. I find Google Maps super useful because it basically, if you're using the subway, it tells you like, you know, walk this way, take this train, change here. It was really, really a lifesaver for me having a SIM card and having Google Maps on my phone.
All right, so we'll do it again next time when you go for the full 2 weeks, hey, Marushka?
Yes, definitely.
Marushka Govender, who's Mzansi Girl.